Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just me being a guy that's been in that position, whereas I got here, we had Kyle Williams, Lorenzo Alexander, guys like that. So I don't want to mess up when I'm the youngest guy on the field and got guys, so I can understand the position he's in. So only thing I could do is just give him little nuggets in his ear here and there, because, you know, he already has everybody else in his ear. So I just want to kind of just slow play it and just know that, let him know, like, anything he needs, any questions, like, I'm here to be a resource for sure.
Tre'Davious White, veteran leader, back with the Bills. He was talking about how difficult it is to be a cornerback, a young corner. And as he's laying it out, I thought back to the start of his career, which we remember as pretty... I mean, he was good right away.
He was good immediately.
He was good right away.
Like, he was their number one corner immediately.
Yeah. There was only one... Do you remember one moment, one blip, one speed bump along the way in his rookie season?
When he ran out into the field and grabbed the other team's play sheets?
Actually,
I don't remember.
Wasn't he already on the field and the sheets were blowing around, kind of came to him?
No, that's right. He was on the field, sheets blowing around. Yeah. He grabs them, reads them.
I think about a game.
I don't think that was his rookie year, actually.
I'll pull it up. I think about a game. I think it's his rookie season. The Bills play the Cincinnati Bengals that day.
Okay.
And A.J. Green lights him up. That's what I remember. They lost to the Bengals 20-16. It's week four
for
him.
Okay.
It's week four for Tre' White. And, you know, as he's laying out this story about being a young player in the NFL at corner is tough. It's hard to do. A.J. Green, 77-yard touchdown pass, first quarter. I think that's on him.
Okay.
And after that game, he was upset, emotional.
Green went 7-189 in a touchdown.
Yeah. So A.J. Green got him a couple times. And how it must be a little bit different for Hairston than it would be for Tre' White. And I think what I was pulling out of this is maybe not exactly what Tre' White was saying yesterday, but Tre' White talked about how it's tough to be a rookie. And if you come to this team, think about what Max Hairston's job is. All right, hey, welcome to the league. You're a corner in the NFL. That's a very hard job. You're going to play against some awesome receivers. And you come to a team that, by the way, you walk in the door, we win all the time.
Yeah.
And there's tons of veterans on this team. You're the new guy. Mm-hmm. Good luck. The pressure that comes with being a first-round pick, the pressure that comes with being a corner in the league, where you're only really going to be remembered for getting the ball on a takeaway or getting roasted.
Yeah.
And I think back to corners of years past, once you get on the wrong side of people, they only see you getting beat. Gilmore was this, right? Gilmore would give up like three touchdowns in a year or one touchdown in a year, and it would be, this guy's no good. Now, there are hundreds of touchdowns scored in the NFL on good defenders.
Maybe
not hundreds. But the point is just, Hairston walks in and people have high expectations. They're supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Don't get us beat. It's really don't get us beat.
Especially in a game that matters, like... If they play tough for him, I mean, what Trey says there, if they play the Chiefs in a playoff game again this year, Andy Reid's probably going into that playoff game attacking Max Hairston if he's in the lineup, by then, which you'd hope he would be.
Sure.
Depending on how the season goes. I mean, I guess he could be like the best rookie. He could be Trey White level rookie corner. But otherwise, like, that's the dude they're going to go after, isn't it? In a big, meaningful playoff game? Like, there's at least a good chance of that.
Maybe.
There's a good chance that you're going to be on the under the microscope. They're going to be targeting you because not just you're a rookie, but also the dude on the other side is amazing, and they're not going to want to go after him.
Yeah, I mean, the playoffs are months and months away, and we'll see, you know, 17 games of Hairston by the time we get to there, provided he stays healthy. I'm thinking about Baltimore week one. Like, Baltimore week one is...
They'll go after him.
Here's Zay Flowers. Good luck.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers didn't play the last time the Ravens played here. Or if it's week two, three, four. Like,
even week one, the guy's not as good anymore, but I'm already imagining like Baltimore attacking him with DeAndre Hopkins in week one.
Possibly.
He's not as good anymore as he used to be, but that's a big body receiver that is an expert at the position. He's not as athletic anymore, but he's been in the league for how many years? The dude is smart. Like, yep. That's the type of veteran that a team I could see attacking him.
Hopkins' separation score on ESPN was like one of the top in the league last year, even though he didn't put up big numbers and get a lot of throws.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, like, I'm not sitting here expecting Hairston to struggle. It just, if you really think about who has pressure, Kyir Elam came in with pressure, and his first camp, they've got boxing gloves or mittens on him so he can't hold, and it just never gets off the ground. And there's a part of me that wonders, you know, with Hairston, I think it'll go fine. He's got a lot of ability. He's got good feet. Like, he's the opposite of Elam in a lot of ways from what the scouting reports say. So I've got high hopes for Hairston, but there's no doubt that the pressure is right away.
Yeah,
is going to be big.
Well,
on a veteran laden defense.
Will they let him take his lumps and figure it out early with the idea that maybe by the second half of the year, he's grown and he's figured a couple of things out that maybe he wasn't ready for at the start of the year? Because it's not going to be perfect.
Are you laying?
It would be stunning if he showed up and it looked perfect.
Are you laying out a scenario where he sits behind Trey White because they trust Trey White that knows the defense, something like that? Because that's
almost a fear of that.
Yeah, sure. That's something that has happened in other positions where it's about who we trust in that spot rather than a guy that's going to kind of get through the growing pains.
Right. When it's easy to say, it's harder, I feel like, to say it when it's happening and the season is undergoing, but right now, I'd want to tell you, I would hope that even if, sure, in the first month of the year, Trey White is a more trustworthy option than Hairston, that they would still play Hairston.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're
trying to grow him into a player that could be something more athletically than what Trey White is anymore by the time you get to the games that really matter in January. And you're right, like, there are a couple of instances in the past. James Cook comes to mind. There aren't many more than that, but there are a couple where, okay, this Elam is a little bit of this too, right? Like, Elam, they never let him go through his lumps, and he probably wouldn't have figured it out anyway, but who's to say? If Hairston shows up and in training camp, it's, you know, he's getting beat a little bit here, he's a little off there technique-wise, but it's good enough and it's close enough to the other guys that Ty goes to, or we give a little bit of a boost to the guy that we think is going to grow into something. And they've done that at guard. They've done that at other positions. They did do it a little bit with Benford. Even though Elam, they didn't throw in there right away to the Wolves when he was a rookie, they did do it with Christian Benford, who was a 6th-round rookie.
Wasn't that necessity?
Someone had to play, right? White was hurt at that point in time. This could be a little bit of that, though.
Could be.
I don't know what Trey White's going to look like. He could be trustworthy upstairs, but what if he's cooked? What if he can't cover guys anymore? He could a little bit in Baltimore at the end last year. He could not in L.A. I don't know what he's going to look like if you have to play him at the beginning of the year. He could get torched.
803-0550, our phone number on the Bills, who are at OTAs. One thing I heard yesterday, a conversation in the afternoon show that I thought was kind of juicy, the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau.
Yes. After their best year.
Ascending to the conference final.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that you think someone else is the guy to get you over the top.
Yep.
And they got into it about, you know, Thibodeau as it compares to McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is McDermott in any real sort of spot where ownership would say, man, you know what? I feel like you're not the guy to get us over the top. Because there are plenty of fans that that conversation really doesn't happen from, you know, March until September.
Yeah.
It's training camp. You kind of, you know, put down, you lay down your arms, and then here comes September, and if they lose to the Ravens, like, you're picking those weapons up, you're ready to go. You're ready to go right back on McDermott. You know, I this year they will have expectations that are high. The roadmap really is such that, I mean, anything outside of what is a disappointing season? Are we at making the Super Bowl? We've talked Super Bowl or bust in the past.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, well, what is or bust? Like, I have trouble with that. But it really does feel like this time around, everything that has lined up for them, you know, they got to stay healthy. That's a big part of it during the actual season. But everything's lined up. The schedule, the division, the other divisions that you're competing with, they look like they're meat grinders. Yours doesn't. Get the one seed. Get some home games. Beat those good teams that you'd struggle to beat in the playoffs. I mean, that's the Chiefs, really. And maybe the Bengals. And you did beat the Ravens. But I feel like McDermott is super safe. I won't change that for quite some time. But it's not like the pressure isn't going up this year. Will he ever get treated like McCarthy?
For him,
would he ever get treated like one of those guys? Like Mike McCarthy? You know, the Bills are a team that's on in primetime, where Stephen A. and the assorted, you know, hot take industry is coming for McDermott, because it feels like they don't.
No, I don't really think they do, and I don't really know what it would take for them to do it. And that could be a factor here also. I mean, the Knicks are a huge, it's New York City, it's the NBA, right? The Knicks are, when they're good especially, they're a national story, more than even just a local story. So there's that, and
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You have a big market that, I don't know, like, is that part of it different too? The fact that it is New York City, it's the Knicks, it's Madison Square Garden, that operation you would just expect to operate a little bit differently, or even a lot differently than
Buffalo?
Than the Buffalo Bills would? I think it's
more about owners than markets.
More about the owner itself. Yeah. And I think that's probably right, because I don't have any expectation that Terry Pegula would want to move on from Sean McDermott
in the
anytime
midst of so
soon,
much success, right?
And I really wonder ever. I wonder ever. Because if they never won it, if they never win it, which I think they will, but if they never win it, I would tell you wouldn't be surprised if McDermott gets the whole of Allen's career and maybe beyond that. That They just would never. Why would they do it? Why would they ever move off of it? Because, I mean, is there a thought about how it goes on the hockey end of things? And, like, I got this right on the football end. Look what's happening over. I don't want to go into that. How afraid would they be, or would he be, of going into a new relationship with a new coach when Allen is your quarterback? Like, I don't know that that comes into the picture enough when this conversation comes up. Not to rush McDermott out the door to say I want him fired right now. I don't. But there is something about the idea that he's just going to go forever, regardless of whether they win the Super Bowl or not, while Allen is their quarterback. The uncomfortable feeling of if they do never win it, having to wonder forever, like, I never got to see it with a different guy. I never got to see it with a different coach. Because I am personally not afraid of that future. I don't think it's like the Sabres at all. I do not think with Josh Allen as their quarterback, it could be horrific. That they could be a bad team. That they could be anything near what the hockey team is.
I should check the results of yesterday's Twitter poll. Would Allen have led a drought team to the AFC Championship game?
Right.
Like any one of those drought teams?
You know, that's where the NBA maybe is similar in one regard here to having a quarterback like Allen. When the Knicks fire Tom Thibodeau, I don't imagine they're worried at all about the floor dropping out, because that sport is all about your stars. And they've got a couple of them that are not going anywhere anytime soon. They have a floor. They have a baseline because that sport is all about a couple of stars. You're going to be a really good team. They've got them. They don't have to worry about bottoming out for whoever they hire as a head coach. And I do think the similarity there is you've got Josh Allen. And in that way, I think you can treat it more like the NBA does than other NFL teams do. Because that league churns coaches out. Even after they win, the Suns fired their coach a year after he was in the NBA Finals. The Nuggets just fired their coach in the regular season, Mike Malone, a couple months ago. He won the title a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So that sport churns them out. But why? Because it's so reliant on who your best players are. The coaches are more, you know, they're exposed or, you know, disposable. They're more disposable. And not to say McDermott is disposable or football coaches are disposable. I think they are more replaceable, though, when your quarterback is a guy like Josh Allen.
Well, how much of everything you just laid out is that a football coach's job is much more complex and comprehensive than an NBA head coach's
job? It is
job.
A lot more.
I mean, you got to deal with how many more people, and you've got to hire as many.
You mean even just like your staff?
I just mean everything.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's probably
an NFL coach's staff is bigger than an NBA coach's roster.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
A lot of these teams are 25 people on their staff.
And a basketball roster is like 14.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just a bigger job that might lend to some of why there's not as much changeover. You know, on the McDermott point about would you if he coached Allen for his entire career and they came up short, would you feel like, oh, I only got it to try that with one coach? That would be unavoidable. There's no doubt about it. But That would be true of the GM also. Mm-hmm. That would be true of, I mean, everybody, really.
That's true.
It's not quite Allen versus the world. That's not it. But the belief in Allen is so strong that it shapes so many decisions in so many ways the Bills and Bills fans feel about the team. Why do you want to get James Cook out of here if you're someone that says, like, you don't need that guy? It's because Josh Allen is so good that the line with Allen, you're going to get built-in run game success. Ray Davis can do that job. And then when Ray Davis does do that job, people want to replace him. And if Josh Palmer has a couple of good seasons, should they bring him back? Like, no, just get, you know, somebody else here. The interchangeability of the offense is driven by Allen being so good. That's kind of what Bean is standing on. Hey, we were amazing last year offensively. Well, yeah, you have an amazing quarterback. And it doesn't matter if any one player kind of pops or breaks out here. The thing I would say about where this would ultimately go if it keeps falling short, I don't know, should I borrow something from Matthew Fairburn's article about Kevin Adams, how it was someone in the organization that kind of just rose up through the ranks, was close to the owner, and then that's who replaces the GM if they ever wanted to do that. I mean, that doesn't really happen on the coaching side. But I don't think so. I tend to agree with you. Like, I think I might be closer to wondering if it ever breaks up than when it breaks up.
Right.
If they don't meet expectations.
I really think it might never break up.
Then again, they always do meet expectations. They really do. I know sometimes it's an 11-6 season and it's the divisional round, but that's expectations. But when's the last time they really truly fell short? It's a loss to the Chiefs at home When's the last time?
But that is short.
It's not.
It should be short. I mean, for the Knicks, that's short.
The Knicks
for other organizations, it's short.
The Knicks just went as far as they've been in 25 years.
And they,
to say that's short is kind of rich.
But they feel like they topped out.
Sure. But no team should actually just flat out expect the Super Bowl.
Chiefs. Not maybe in 1 year, but over the course of several years, I think you can. I think when you have a guy this good and you get like, there's a certain amount of period of time where like your expectation should be to win a Super Bowl.
Sure.
And maybe it's tougher when you're combining seasons
If you have a quarterback this good, you should appear in a Super Bowl. Yes.
Right.
I'll even start there.
Yeah, get to one in the first place. Because otherwise, that to me sounds like, well, I am good just lining up and having the same season over and over and over, which doesn't mean it's not fun. That doesn't mean it's not way better than the alternative. But the alternative's not the bar anymore. Like, when this conversation comes up, I so often hear about what McDermott and the Bills, you know, like what it used to be, where they've taken this organization. They have absolutely done that, and every fan should feel grateful that they have allowed this era to exist and brought the quarterback here and all of it. But that's not the conversation anymore. The alternative is no longer a 17-year playoff drought.
No, that's right.
You have Josh Allen at quarterback. The bar should be so much higher, so much higher.
But it is
than when they got
here. It is so much higher. Here's how I'll ask it. What would be a bad season?
A bad season?
Yeah, what would be a bad season?
A bad season is, for them right now, it's losing in the divisional round.
Okay, so
that's a bad season.
So the conference championship is the expectation.
It's your minimum.
Minimum is a conference championship.
Yeah.
Appearance, okay.
For me to say that it wasn't a bad season, yes.
Losing to a higher seed in the divisional round, is that a bad season?
Yeah, like, yes.
Losing on the road in Kansas City divisional round is a bad season.
You have one of the three best quarterbacks in the league. You better be one of the four teams standing at the end, or else you didn't meet it. Your quarterback should set your expectation. Your quarterback says you should be one of the three best teams in the league every single year. If you're you're one of the eight, the final eight, that's not enough.
Because we
have discussion about their league ranking all the time where I'm not comparing them to Carolina or to Tampa Bay or to the AFC South. Like your bar, your competition is Baltimore and it is Kansas City and it is Cincinnati to an extent, and even on the other side, Philadelphia. And if you fall before all of those other teams do, like, I'm sorry, that's not a good season. Not by you, by the standard they have set.
Would you own the team, you would flat out say to the coach, it comes down to one game then. You're in the divisional round. If you win this game, you've met my expectation. If you lose this game, you're not.
I mean, I wouldn't say that to him directly.
But that would be, that's where you're slicing
that's
it off.
In my head, that's
slicing
where.
Slicing it at
yeah.
Good year or whatever. Not even good year, but the minimum is conference championship, and anything less is a failure.
Yes.
One seed divisional round loss. I could paint a million pictures. I won't make you do this. They lose on a Tyler Bass field goal.
I think you're not meeting the bar the quarterback has set for you. Yes. The quarterback dictates you should be better than one of the final eight teams in the league.
Okay. When, if ever, does this turn any bit away from McDermott and towards
Bean? That's, by the way, not to say that I would fire McDermott, even if they lost in the divisional round, like this year or whatever. Like, I wouldn't be on to firing guys, but it would get me closer. It would get me closer to it.
When's it turn a little away from McDermott and any bit towards Bean?
If they continue to not have draft picks show up and produce for them
in the early rounds.
Yeah, like we,
because they had draft picks show up and produce. They just extended four of them this offseason.
That's right. That's right. Maybe it's early picks then for this a little bit.
803-0550. I think
that's a good question, though.
That's a conversation. That doesn't really happen
You're
much.
You're right. And that's a good question because shouldn't it be equal? The conversation's never equal. The conversation's always about McDermott.
Right.
But Bean, I think, should be on an equal playing field with him with all of it.
803-0550. A Joe Brady comment to kind of tie that in, how they ended last season. Denny, Andrew, we'll get right to your calls on the other side. We're up against the break. Want to make sure we get time for your calls in. So we're wide open. 803-0550. Joe says the bar is the championship game. That's it. Anything else is bad. I'm not necessarily disagreeing. 803-0550, our number on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.